Welcome to COVID Quickly, a new Scientific American podcast series.
This is your fast track update on the COVID pandemic. We bring you up to speed on the science behind the most urgent questions about the virus and the disease. We demystify the research and we help you understand what it really means.
I'm Tanya Lewis.
I'm Josh Fishman.
And we're Scientific American's senior health editors. Today, we're going to be talking about the barriers Black and Latino people face in getting COVID vaccines.
How your immune system strikes back against coronavirus variants.
And what the heck is going on with the AstraZeneca vaccine?
The pace of COVID vaccinations is picking up in the U.S. More than 87 million people have gotten at least one dose. Still, communities hit hardest by the disease are getting left behind. Who are they and what's the trouble?
It's true that states are opening up vaccination to more and more people, but Black and Latino people are still getting vaccinated at lower rates than white and Asian people, despite getting sick and dying at higher numbers from COVID.
I know you did some reporting on this with our colleague, graphics editor Amanda Montanez. What states did you look at?
So we broke down the data for five populous states with some of the worst COVID outbreaks: California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. The data show that Latino people had some of the lowest vaccination rates proportional to their share of the population, especially in California and Texas. Black people in New York, Illinois, and Florida are also getting vaccinated at notably lower levels.
What's behind those trends? What's the reason for them?
Well, many states have age minimums for vaccination, but Black people have a shorter life expectancy than white people on the whole, so they are at higher risk of dying before they even reach the age cutoff. And many Black and Latino households are less likely to have high-speed internet and the time to spend online booking appointments. They're also less likely to own a car or be able to get to the vaccination sites. Language barriers and ID requirements also make it harder for some people to get their shots. Finally, vaccine hesitancy plays a role in some communities of color for legitimate reasons, but more and more of those people are now willing to get a vaccine. The government and health departments could make it easier by lowering some age barriers, helping those most at risk make and get their appointments, and opening more community clinics. People are worried about all these new coronavirus variants with mutations, thinking that they might evade the new vaccines. But you've found out that our bodies may have some countermeasures, right?
Right. We've all heard by now about the variants popping up that are more infectious than the original. Well, it turns out your virus-fighting cells may be evolving to keep up with them. Several teams of immunologists have been looking at people who were infected with the virus early in the pandemic. These people have antibodies against that early version of the virus. But, and this is really fascinating, the people also have reserve armies of immune cells. 6 months later, these armies have mutated a little bit. They now churn out antibodies that are shaped a bit differently. Some of them seem to be a better fit for the new variants. In test tubes, those antibodies neutralize the newer virus versions. Essentially, the immune system is trying to get ahead of the virus, says Michelle Nussenzweig, an immunologist at Rockefeller University in New York, who did some of this work. Monique Brulette, one of our writers, learned that researchers are trying to figure out if the body makes enough of these reserves to knock down a variant infection completely. They don't know yet. But it's encouraging to think that our bodies aren't just sitting around, but actively trying to come up with new antivirus weapons. Why is there so much controversy over the AstraZeneca vaccine? It's been approved in Europe, but not yet in the US. I keep hearing about side effects and questions about how effective it is. What should we know?
Last week, there were concerns that the vaccine may have been linked to blood clots. But the European Medicines Agency, Europe's FDA, concluded that it is safe and effective, and the benefits outweigh the risks. And AstraZeneca has had some self-imposed problems, too. Earlier this week, the company put out a press release saying that the vaccine was 78% effective at preventing COVID in a U.S. trial. But then, in a highly unusual statement, a committee of scientists that was monitoring the trial put out a letter saying it was concerned that the company was using outdated results and suggesting that the efficacy might actually be lower. Then on Wednesday, AstraZeneca put out another statement based on more recent results that showed its vaccine is 76% effective, and it protects against severe disease. That is all very good, so it seems to be more of a communication issue than a science one. Right now, Americans have access to three other vaccines, but AstraZeneca's could still be hugely important for the rest of the world. Now you're up to speed. Thanks for joining us.
Come back in 2 weeks for the next episode of COVID Quickly and check out siam.com for updated and in-depth COVID news.